So today we're going to dive into 10 ways that you can get more comments on your videos. So if you're currently struggling right now, you're not getting much engagement, people aren't really commenting on your posts, this video training and this training is really going to help you, okay? So I'm going to go through 10 different ways. What I would suggest, if you are just starting out, maybe pick one or two that you can focus on, and then once you start those one or two, see how they perform and then continue to do more as well. Now, there are no particular order, so you need to figure out and you need to test which one is going to work best for you. I can certainly give you some understanding of which ones have worked best for me personally. But again, this is completely on what you're supposed to be doing as well. So let's start off with number one. So I like to call this one the golden egg. So when you're looking, imagine it's Willy Wonka and you see that golden egg. This is what people are chasing. So when it comes to creating videos, what I want you to do is I want you to have something within that video is what is called a golden egg. So imagine that you are watching a video and you see something within that video that really captures your attention. Now, the example that I want to give you is to have something perhaps in the background that gets people to comment. An example, one of my students actually did this and they were filming in their kitchen, and where most of the time you may find that a microwave door is actually closed, what they did is they left the microwave door open and it had tons of engagements with people saying, bro, your microwave door is open. You need to close that door. You've got a ghost as well. So you need to be thinking of something that you can have in your videos that will make this stand out and people to comment on. An example of in one of my recent videos, I posted it and I positioned a plant in the background so that it looked like the plant I had cat ears. And everyone kept saying, you've got cat ears. You've got devil horns as well. So this is something that people can comment on within your video that actually stands out. The next one is, I call this one is your button is undone. Okay, so that you need to have something. When we think about creating content, everything usually needs to be set in a certain way. But you need to have something that seems to be misplaced on you as a person. The example that I like to use is that if you wear a shirt or if you wear a specific hoodie, there is something on that that doesn't quite seem normal. Now, some people may catch this, some people may not. So for example, if you do wear a shirt, maybe one of the buttons is accidentally undone. Maybe if you wear a hoodie or if you've got some form of garment that you wear, there could be something where a strap could be loose, or it could be that you maybe have a stain or something on that as well. So maybe there's something within you that seems slightly off kill and that people can visualize, because what we're really aiming for here, and you can see the methodologies of how we use some of these strategies, is we're aiming for people to comment because they want to feel that they've spotted something that most people haven't done. They get that self-gratification. Hey, I figured out something. It's kind of like when someone gives you a math equation or a test at school. Once you've figured it out, you go, hey, I did it. And this is what that emotion is that we're looking to capture here as well. Now, the next one is, I like to call this, you spelled it wrong. So if you are creating content, and I always encourage you to put text on your screen, there could be something that you spelt wrong. So the instance that I would say here is that one of the ones that I want to do is I spelt growth wrong. And people said you spelt growth wrong. And lots of people tried to correct me. And again, as you can see here, it's people wanting to correct you. So you can make a spelling mistake within your video as well. Now, on the flip side of this, what may also work very well, and one thing I encourage people, is not only have you spelt it wrong, you have said it wrong. So example of this is there's many different ways that you can say certain words. So potato, potato, tomato, Nike, Nike. When you make a conscious decision to say something wrong, what people will do is they will want to correct you. So that isn't how you say it. Now, there could be some instances where there is a right way or there's a wrong way. Imagine if you've got a name that people aren't used to pronouncing and they say it wrong. What do you immediately do? Oh, it's not this, it's this. So you have naturally wanted to correct them because you want them to feel that they've made a mistake as well. So you can either spell it wrong or that you can say it wrong as well. Another one, a great way if you want to be getting more comments, is to say stitch this at the start of your video. So stitch this video. So for example, make a video starting with a stitch this and then ask a question people really want to answer, and then you go ahead and you answer it as well. What you're going to find is that people are going to want to watch your variation of the stitch, and they may have some follow-up questions that they may want to follow up with yourself as well. Another thing is the bad storyteller. So I've seen some examples, and this is, you can choose to do this one or not, but we call it the bad storyteller. So tell a really bad story about something that really wasn't worth a story. Most people, when they're really thinking about story time and there's not really a meaning, they're just talking, some people are going to comment. I know, and there was an example that I saw of someone where she said, hey, there's this top 10 ways to become a millionaire. and she dragged it out for so long where she didn't even give the top 10 tips to at least 40 seconds within the video. And a lot of the comments were like, scroll across to 45 seconds. Come on, lady, get on with it as well. And she kept building up so much anticipation through the video that encouraged people to keep watching towards the end to get those tips. Now, what that does in return and the strategy behind that is that the TikTok algorithm rewards on watch time. So the longer that you are watching a video, the more likely that that video is going to get pushed out within the algorithm, because the algorithm is really dependent on retention. How long is someone watching the video? How long are you helping to keep someone on this app? That's why they reward creators, and the longer form creators, if they can keep people on the app. So tell a bad story and you can miss out crucial elements, you can slip out of focus, or in essence, you may not even get to the end of the story and the point that you were trying to make. You're almost just stringing people along. The epic story is, again, the flip side to this. So make a video sharing a great story. So storytelling is so powerful when it comes to video content creation, and stories can come up in many different ways. One of the big things that I encourage a lot of my coaching clients to do is I encourage you to create what's called a storytelling journal, where you are just documenting all the things that happen, the events that happen, the thoughts that you happen as well, because these are stories that you can create stories around. Now, these could be success, it could be a favorite time. When I say a favorite time, nostalgia is a great feeling that most people feed into as well, or a time that you were scared. So really think about an epic story. Now, there are a few emotions that we want to target here. These could be a relatable one. So for example, if you are a family member, you might talk about a story about your relationship with your spouse or relationship with your kids. A lot of time what people are going to do is they are going to connect with you on a more personal level. This is going to really help build that deeper connection, especially those that may be watching or listening this. What we really want to be focused on, especially when your goal is to get more conversions and actually help build trust on a deep level that you're not just given education, is when you are creating content that really helps people to connect with you as a person. That instantly actually builds more trust than what they may be getting from some educational content, because we know that educational content can be regurgitated. Many people can create it, but the one thing that they can't recreate is you, your personal story as well. So make an epic story about a really great time. Number eight, this is what I call the polarizer. So what you want to do is you want to pick a topic that's currently trending and make a video giving a strong opinion about it. Now, you can decide to go very niche specific if you know exactly the type of person that you are speaking to. For example, if you are someone who is focused heavily on tech, you may give your thoughts on the new iPhone or a new PC that's come out, or maybe there's some news that may be happening as well. What this does is it really creates that close bond and that close connection with people who are searching for any new or any updates. For example, when the time that I'm recording this and filming this, there was a recent iPhone 15 launch. Now, it is I love it, I don't like it. Am I upgrading from the 14? Am I going to skip it for another year as well? And what people are looking for, they are looking for information and other people's opinions so that they can make the best opinion themselves. So look at what's currently trending. You can use various news websites for this, any publications that may come out as well, or you can use the search function on TikTok where you can actually get recommendations on what is actually currently trending, and you can give your thoughts and opinion. Now, it can be a strong opinion. It might not be a strong opinion, but it is just an opinion. What our goal is for this one is to, one, spark engagement, because people have a certain opinion on something, whether they like your opinion or they don't like your opinion as well. But on the flip side, when it comes to audience building, it's very important that you are building the right type of audience that's going to connect with you as a person, especially if you are selling a product or if you are selling a service. They need to understand what are your beliefs, what are your identity, what do you believe in, because that's when they're going to feel more deeper level of trust towards you as well. So don't be scared to create very strong opinionated content, because what that will do, it was actually repel a lot of the people who maybe you don't want to work with, and they're not going to continue to follow you. But on the flip side of that, it is going to attract more people. It's going to attract those people that have the same beliefs that you do. So for example, with myself, when I'm creating content, I'm very much heavily focused is I want a good work-life balance. I'm not someone who's bro scaling or wanting to make tons of money. My goal is to help people. And my goal is to make sure that I'm helping my clients, that I'm helping all of my team as well, and my family. And it's very important that I put that first. So that comes through in my content. So for an example, I could say that I don't want to grow a business where I don't have to spend time away from my family. They become more important. That could polarize because you have some people who don't care and spending time with their family and some people who share those same values as well. And you're going to connect with a deeper level to those people as well. Are we twins? Make a video about a relatable situation or scenario that you think that your viewers have gone through. So this does take some pre-work and I've got plenty of training when it comes to really understanding who your audience is, what their pain points, their goals, the transformations that they're looking for as well. But what you need to imagine yourself is in the shoes of your ideal follower or your ideal viewer or your ideal client, and you want to talk about situations. So for example, a great way to do this, if you're really looking to convert your viewers, if you are focused on how can I convert my viewers to actually buy my things or invest in me, one thing you can talk about is relatable situations that maybe some of your clients have gone through, or maybe relatable situations that other customers have gone through before they bought your product or before they bought your services as well. Because what that does, it creates closer bonds within your audience. It sparks that reaction of like, it feels like you're in my head. So what I do, especially within my content, and one trick that I would give to you as well, is really be looking for that live feedback. Go through your comments that you do get. Ask questions if you go live. Look at maybe past research from previous people that have bought your product or they've worked with you of the service. What you're going to find there are plenty of situations that they can relate to or scenarios that they can relate to, which is going to help bridge closer connections, and people are going to comment because it does feel that you're creating content that is specific to them and who they are as creators. And finally, number 10, what would you have done? Most people, what they want to do is they want to give an opinion. They want to express what they maybe would have done in a situation. And you may have had a friend reach out to you and say, hey, what would you do in this situation if you were me? Now, you can share a story or make a video talking about a time when you had to make a decision on something where there are other options to choose from. So you can say, here's how I chose. I think I made a bad choice. And then at the end of the video, you're encouraging engagement, people to give their own thoughts or opinion by simply asking one question. What would you have done if you were me? Or what would you have done in this situation? That's the one thing that you want to be doing. Okay. So what I would say is go listen back, watch this back, listen to these 10 ways that you can get more comments on your videos as well. If you haven't joined our free Facebook TikTok growth community as well, please check the link in the comments. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you get all the latest and greatest trainings when it comes to growing your TikTok account.